Hi, this is Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. This is Friday, time for another slice of fresh bread. We're in John chapter 20. I'll begin in verse 1, and I'm just going today just read the first 10 verses. Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came and followed him and went into the tomb. And he saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloth, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. Well, our Lord and Savior is now risen in fulfillment of the scriptures. We have the first of 15 appearances of Jesus after his resurrection prior to his ascension. And this appearance number one verified is because our Lord, we are instructed in other passages of scripture, has made himself known to Mary Magdalene and has actually sent her back to tell the disciples, specifically to tell Peter. And John kind of gives us the summation of it by telling us the result of it is that Simon Peter and the other disciple, that would be John, and so they come and now they have this witness that Jesus Christ is risen. And in fact, we are told that Christ personally will come to Simon Peter likely on that day and make himself known to him. Jesus is risen. This gospel tells us the result of that Mary Magdalene goes back and she tells Peter and John. Peter and John come back and they verify that he is risen, but they have not yet seen him, but he is risen gloriously and triumphantly. By the way, there's some wonderful interplay. John, who is a lot younger than Peter, beats him to the tomb. He ran ahead, he got to the tomb, and out of respect, he waits on Peter. Peter comes, huffing and puffing, I can almost hear him and see him now. He goes into the tomb, he looks around, and he realizes that Jesus is risen. There's the cloth, the napkin that was over his face is over to the side, and now they know that he is risen, and now they believe all the prophecies of the Old Testament and the proclamations of Jesus that he would rise on the third day. Now they believe. Don't you love it the way they're so honest? They did not yet understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead, but now they believed and they go back and they'll begin to tell everyone as they return to their homes. They didn't understand the necessity of the resurrection. They didn't understand the scripture that prophesied the resurrection. They didn't understand the declaration of Christ of his resurrection. But after the resurrection, they saw that he was risen and then they understood the scriptures. Well, that's the way it is with you and me. Jesus is risen. And when he sends the Holy Spirit to you with the power of the gospel and you leave the tomb of sin's death, and you come to the triumph of his redemption, you see the scriptures. And the rest of your life, you're going to see more and more and more of the scriptures. And in that, you'll see more and more of your Savior and the glory of the Father and the power of the Holy Spirit, your triune God manifested not only as your Creator, your Redeemer, and your Sustainer. And when you stand on the other side of the glorious fruit of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, then you now begin to understand. The scriptures are understandable because you got eyes to see and ears to hear. The scriptures are understandable because you see them pointing to Jesus. The scriptures are understandable because they point you to live for Jesus. The scriptures are understandable because now you find out that Jesus, who died for you, is risen, ascended, has sent his Spirit to you, and will never leave you nor forsake you. He is risen. And then you understand the scriptures. He is coming again. And that's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.